bring the sacrifice of praise unto you, my Lord our God. Lord, we are calling to say thank you. You are good, you are kind, you are faithful. Lord, we bless you. We say thank you for everything. Thank you for the daily benefits we enjoy from you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your victory. Thank you because you rule in the affairs of our lives. Thank you because you are the ruler over our lives. Thank you because you are our Lord. You are good in every areas. Thank you for preservation. Thank you for provision. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for kindness. Thank you for every benefit we enjoy from you on a daily basis. Thank you for the power of your salvation in our lives. Thank you because you are great. And you are greatly to be praised, and we will continually praise you from the depth of our heart because you're faithful, because great is your faithfulness. Lord, we say thank you. We appreciate you for all. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Today is Saturday, the 11th day in the month of July 2026, and God has been faithful to us. God has helped us in the journey of the second half, and we are so grateful. I want us to make these words of declarations together. My hands are blessed because I have set the Lord always before me. Is at my right hand. I will not be moved in Jesus' name. Everything I lay my hands become blessings. Everything I touch become fruitful. The Lord teaches my hands to make wealth. The Lord teaches my hands victory. The Lord teaches my hands to do the right thing at the right time. I enjoy the timely and the timeless help of the Lord. I will not be behind. I will not lack behind. I will not lag behind in the name of Jesus Christ. The power of God is at work in me. The power of the Lord powers me up. The power of the Lord anoints me. The power of the Lord transforms me. My hands will find the right thing to do in the name of Jesus Christ. The Spirit of the Lord rests upon me in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not fall into the error of this age in Jesus' name. I will not be a victim of this age in Jesus' name. The Spirit of the Lord releases His transformative power in my life in Jesus' name. I enjoy victory on all sides. I enjoy favor of all sides. I enjoy help on all sides in the name of Jesus Christ. The Spirit of the Lord powers my life. The Spirit of the Lord becomes at work in me in the name of Jesus Christ. The words of the Lord become active in my life in the name of Jesus Christ. The potency of the word of the Lord becomes active in my life and in all that concerns me in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that God has said concerning me will come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord opens me up to greatness. The Lord opens me up to favor. The Lord opens me up to help in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not be in the bad side of the earth in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not be named after error. I will not be named after anything that is not of God. The power of the Lord ignites His activity in my life in Jesus' name. My name become blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy victory today in Jesus' name. My going out is blessed. My coming in is blessed in Jesus' name. The Lord preserve me from all the evil of today in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord blesses me in every areas in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with me. I receive the understanding of the Most High in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with me in Jesus' name. Blessings of the Lord rest upon me in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord helps me to know Him more, to live my life according to His will. The Lord teaches me to seek after Him at all times, and the Lord helps me to please Him at all times in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with me in Jesus' name. It is well with my going out and my coming in. It is well with everything that pertains to me in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with our country, Nigeria, in the name of Jesus Christ. The mercy of the Lord speaks volumes for us, speaks volumes for me. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. I am so excited for the news we got yesterday that our people have been released. I want us to say thank you, God. Let's appreciate God. Our God, we are grateful. You, God, that answers prayers, we say thank you. We thank you for mercy that prevailed over judgment in their lives. The Lord, we say thank you for everything, and we commit them into the hands of the Lord, that their recovery, their mental recovery, their health recovery, that the Lord will make it quick in the name of Jesus Christ, that the hand of the Lord will rest upon them, the peace of the Lord will settle to them in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will send them help in this journey of recovery in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with their spirit, soul, and body. And we use this medium to pray for other people that are still in the den of this wicked one, that God that does not sleep nor slumber, we arise for their sake, that the mighty man in battle, we arise for their sake, that mercy will speak on their behalf, mercy will speak for their deliverance, mercy will speak for their recovery. They will overtake in the name of Jesus Christ. Victory will be their portion in Jesus' name, that they will also have testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ, and their testimonies will abound in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. With joy in my heart, yesterday we learnt the topic Something More Than Gold, taking it from the book of Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, which says, I know the thought I have towards you, says the Lord, the thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Amen. So we talked about something more than good, that the expected end that God is talking about is something more than good. And that thing that is more than good can only be backed up by the power of God that is at work in us for a glorious future. Without the power of God that is at work in us, that continually becomes at work in us, we cannot enjoy that statement he said to give us an expected end, which is a glorious future, the future that translates to eternal, that gives us rest. I want us to know that in our world today, we are chasing and allowing a lot of things to control us. And these things are of more lesser value than the value that is more than gold. This word affects me, it affects you. It is not focusing on one person. We are all chasing. We don't want to lag behind. We want to be among the people that are making impact. And this pressure is becoming too much on everybody. We are consumed by the desire of more gold, not more than gold. We are chasing more money. We want more money, more status, more earthly security, because we want to be okay. Fine, it is not wrong. It's a good thing. We chase it because of human logic. We chase it because in our world, gold is the only thing that guarantees a safe future. It's the survival mechanism, and it's a natural human thinking. That is why we were advised yesterday that if we can move from being the natural to the supernatural, that is what helps us to live the life that is more than gold. And this trap today is making every one of us busy. We are trying to build temporal things that will rot, consume, and fade with time. We are chasing kingdom on earth that we starve our eternal spirits. I pray that God will have mercy upon us in Jesus' name. I pray that we will not use our earthly desires to affect our eternal home, to affect our desire for something more than gold in Jesus' name. We use up all our limited earthly journey and accidentally, mistakenly, ignorantly damage our forever. God will help us in Jesus' name. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 8, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. But many of us are chasing the beginning, forgetting the end. Fine, it's good to have a good start, but the good start does not determine the end. The end is of more value than the beginning. As we have started and as we continue in our journey, it is better we chase the journey of a continual flow with the might of God to achieve something more than gold. It is a tragic exchange that we're experiencing in our world today, that we trade our eternal glorious finish line for a temporary golden starting block that will not be a portion in Jesus' name. And if we are already in this journey, I pray that the Lord will retrace us and he will help us, give us the understanding to value eternal things, to value something that is more than gold in the name of Jesus Christ. And in our chase, in our quest for chasing something more than good, there is something that is expected of us. I want us to know that the expected end that God is telling us is not a static destination. It is not even a destination. It's a journey that we move continually till we get to our home in heaven. So it should be an active and an ongoing relationship. It's a journey. Like as we grow in our physical state, we grow in age, we grow in other things, it is also expedient for us to grow in our spiritual life. That is what helps us to chase something that is more than good. And in our quest for this journey, there is something that keeps us moving. The Bible says, he that seeks, he that asks. We need to ask, we need to seek, we need to knock. If we refuse to ask, seek and knock, the journey cannot be, it is not that it will not, it will be smooth. It is the strength of God, the power of God that's working us, that makes us scale through all odds, because challenges will come. It is not a smooth ride. That is why we need the Spirit of God to help us to get this expected end. And when we are talking about asking, asking is a level of prayer. When we talk about seeking, seeking is a level of priority. That means if we don't seek, that means we are not prioritizing our lives to move in the way of something more than good. And when we talk about knock, knocking means for us to be persistent. So it means that in this journey, there should be a level of prayer, and our level of prayers must work in the level of having the right priority, choosing the right thing, what is priority in our lives. And when we have gotten that priority, we should be persistent in it. While we are seeking, it means that we are acknowledging, we are asking, we are trying to open our mouths to ask for daily intervention. We are asking for spiritual intervention on a daily basis. We are also asking for our daily bread, our daily need, because we need our body to journey in this quest of something more than good. Our body is the will that our spirit and our soul need to journey right to that expected end. So we need to ask both for the physical and the spiritual need, but the physical should not make the spiritual suffer. The spiritual controls the physical. So our spiritual should be more of God, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing will be added unto us. So we need to continually ask God. And in our asking, we should always seek. And seeking is an active hunting, a daily searching. Searching of the word of God. Digging deep into the word of God, aligning in the word of God, asking for wisdom, asking for direction to help us to seek rightly, to help us to take this priority of utmost importance. And I want us to know that as we daily seek, we need to be persistent. Bible say we should pray all season. It is not pray in the morning and noon at night we use it for something that is of not eternal value. We should be persistent. Persistent is not easy, but anybody that persists gets an answer. That woman persisted and was asking the judge that the judge should fight her cause. Not the judge decided to fight her cause, not because he was a man of God. He discovered that if he doesn't answer this woman in the parable that we were told, that this woman will continually pester him and bring out life out of him. So he had to answer her request because she persisted. So knocking is telling us that we should be persistent. It gives us access. When we are persistent, it makes the door to open unto us. It gives us a continual push, pushing through all others, pushing through all challenges. Even when the door is closed, we should continue pushing until we get our answers. We should continue pushing because the devil is not relenting over us. The devil wants us to give away. The devil wants us to lose God and let us forget this eternal value that is something more than gold. And the devil is a roaring lion. He is seeking for whom he may defer. He is seeking for who he will conquer. He is seeking for those that will leave God. But we need to continually knock, continually persist, because he knows that our expected end is of a greater value. He knows that we cannot afford to trade our expected end for something else. So he tries and he persists, that he works and troubles us to make sure that we live and forgo this expected end. But we need to continually knock. We need to be persistent. We need to focus on our target. We should hold and lay hold on it, that this that I have gotten, I will not look back. The Bible says, he that puts his legs on the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Our persistence helps us to continue forging that I will hold on to God till I get there. We are going to see challenges. It will come with distractions. It will come with hatred and persecution. But also now we should continue. The devil operates like a roaring lion, looking for whom he may devour every day. He doesn't just want us to make us miserable. He wants to break our consistency, because when we are consistent, we grow depth. And when we grow depth, our root gets deeper in him. So he knows that if he stops us, we will not be consistent. So we need to be persistent in consistency. And this consistency is not done by five senses. It is done by the power of God at work in us, by daily seeking, daily aligning, daily praying, so that it will not interrupt our daily connection, so that it will not drain our power. I want us to pray this prayer, that in the name of Jesus Christ, the devil will not drain me. I will overcome him in the name of Jesus Christ. I want us to know this reality of strength. Yesterday's strength cannot power today's strength. Yesterday is gone, and today we are seeking for more. More of God on a daily basis. More of God is seeking for something more than gold. When the children of Israel were in the wilderness, God gave them instruction about the manna, that the manna he gives them must not be kept for tomorrow. Some of them decided to keep it through disobedience, and it had no value the next day. It has spoilt. It became rotten. The word of God is telling us that the strength of yesterday is not enough for today, because the devil is not always tired. He is always seeking timely. That is why we should not also relent, that every day that the strength of God will be strengthened in me. The power of God will be active in my life. The potency of the word of God will not lose its power in my life, in the name of Jesus Christ. I want us to know that to win this fight, it is not by five senses. It is God that is at work on us. We must experience a daily internal shift. The Bible says that our mind should be renewed daily, because negative thoughts comes to our mind. Secondly, our limb. Sometimes in a twinkling of an eye. That is why our mind renewal is very important. When we renew our mind in the word of God, when we renew our mind and remind ourselves of the word that God has given to us, memorizing, meditating it, and speaking it out loud, it helps to change our mindset. It helps to cause a shift on a daily basis. Causes that shift anytime we make it. Professing it, because the power is in our mouth, and it becomes active when we are saying it. So as the devil is throwing his own, we are returning it back with the power that is in the word of God, because the power is the only thing that has been given to us. He has given us his word. He has given us his name. He has given us his blood. That is the only thing that fights, that the devil gives reference to. In earth, under the earth, and in heaven, the power of God is strong. The power of God is omnipotent and omnipresent. More than God is seeking him with all our hearts. More than God is committing our ways to him daily. When we do that, it takes away the burden of our pain, burden of the challenges. His word renews our mind. He gives us peace in the midst of chaos. He gives us peace that makes no sense. He gives us peace that transcends. He gives us peace. I want us to know that we have nothing to do than to seek for more than gold. When we prioritize our relationship with something more than good, we enjoy the benefit, both spiritual and physical. When we daily commune with God, our spiritual life is transformed, and it in turn has a positive impact on our physical state. Our forever is only secured in searching for something more than good, which is the power of God at work in us, the power of God at work in us in using his word, using his spirit, and using godly men to help us in this journey. I want to tell every one of us that it is not by power nor by mind, but by the Spirit of God. It is when we allow the Spirit of God to rule over our lives, that is when we can chase something more than gold. I pray that on a daily basis, we will release ourselves for the Spirit of God to be at work in us, so that we can run the race that has been set before us to get to the mark, that we can chase something more than gold, so we will make our eternal home. We will make our eternal rest. We will receive welcome, my child, in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. The strength of the Lord is made available for us in Jesus' name. We receive strength for alignment. We receive strength to cooperate with the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord becomes active in us. The Word of God becomes active in our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. The grace of the Lord is our portion in Jesus' name. The coming of the Lord is at hand. Let us pray for the Spirit of God to help us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will chase and run after. We will seek after something more than good. We will not use our earthly desires to trade our eternal home in Jesus' name. It is well with us in Jesus' name. As we go this weekend, the presence of the Lord is our portion. The Lord blesses us, He keeps us, and He makes His face to shine upon us, and He strengthens us in Jesus' name. It is well with us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.